Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Melinda, I am so excited to have you on the Organize 365 podcast.
Thank you. I'm super excited to be here.
Now I have to ask you, how did you find Organize 365?
Well, straight from you, Lisa. We met at a party and a ladies event, and we met several times at the same woman's house. And after a while of getting to know you through that way, I realized, man, this woman's smart. She's got it, her act together, and I want to know more about her. And I'm like, maybe she's going to be my friend someday. So I thought, okay, I'm going to start listening to your podcast. And it started that way. Very, very personal.
Yes, we both were at a couple of different parties, always with the same hostess. And she just naturally draws to her a bunch of female business owners here in Cincinnati. So I am always like interested in the guest list and finding out about each person's company. And so I was finding out about your company too. And so we'll talk about that a little bit later. But you also have like jumped into the whole Organize 365, getting organized story. So we'll do that first. And then we'll talk about business at the end, because it is super fun for me to meet other female business owners in Cincinnati and around the world. Like, it's just
me too. That's what drew me to you, because it's so hard, first of all, to be an entrepreneur, but on top of that, a female, and then kind of going into areas that didn't really exist before you and before me in our independent endeavors.
Yeah, we're creating our own industries, which is super, super fun. So before we get too deep, though, I would love for you to share with everyone who lives with you in your home. And I normally say people, but in your case, who is breathing in your home?
Exactly. So my children have all been four-legged, and we have two dogs, but my husband of 2 years, I inherited three daughters and a granddaughter. One of them is left. She is a college student, so she's back and forth now. When I started Organize 365, she was a senior. So it's really Jerry, who is my husband, and also he's retired, my stepdaughter part-time, and the two dogs.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I think it's really helpful when you talk to people about their organizing journey to really know who is in their house, because it's so different. If you have children, if you don't have children, the ages of the children, like how long you've been married, if you have animals, all these things really play into the organization that you need at different ages and stages in your life. So thank you for sharing.
They absolutely do. And I never thought of it until I listened to your podcast. So thank you.
And I think that's sometimes why we try an organizing thing and it doesn't work, is because we're trying something that isn't matching where we are in our home organization. They say that in business all the time. Like, don't look at, you know, somebody 10 years in business and then try to recreate that 1 year in business. It doesn't take years for your organizing, but sometimes we mismatch the organization that we need and the phase and stage that we are in life. Like, I mean, I'll just be honest. There's a lot of memory stuff to organize in middle age, but as the kids get older and they move on their way, I'm telling you, it is freeing. There's so much I don't have to organize in the day to day, which gives me plenty of time to focus on my baby, Organize 365. But yeah, each stage of life has its own challenges and blessings. So thank you for sharing where you are in yours. Now, we met and we talk a lot about business, but as far as organizing goes, why did you decide to get organized? Like, once you started listening to the podcast, what made you think, okay, I'm going to start implementing some of this?
I would listen on my way to and from my warehouse, which is about 35 to 40 minutes, depending on traffic. And with COVID, it was a lot quicker, but I started listening to you before COVID. And I loved listening to the transformations that had happened to people, and it got me inspired. But what would happen is once I got home, it's like I forgot that I was listening and I didn't follow up as much. And I'd get back in the car and I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me check in on this. And then I get home and I forget. And then I started just looking around and I'm like, okay, I am a businesswoman first and foremost, because I don't have two-legged children. Well, we hardly have
children. That's hilarious.
And I didn't look like a businesswoman in my office, and I didn't feel like a businesswoman. And those things are really important to me, looking and feeling the part. And I got so fed up of looking at my office, which was a clutter, and I would hide things in every nook and cranny, and I wouldn't open cabinets specific, knowing that I had put something in there months ago, forgot to take it, and I was avoiding. I would just do a ton of avoiding. And I got tired of it, and my husband kept saying, what do you want for Mother's Day? What do you want for Mother's Day? And I'm like, I know what I want for Mother's Day. I want Organize 365. I want the 100-day plan, and I want the Sunday basket. I think I got the bit. No, I, of course, I'm a businesswoman. I got the business thing first. And then I got the Sunday basket. So it was a gift that I got from my husband. And he's like, oh, tell Lisa I said hi, by the way.
I love it. So you kind of said what time of year it was. I love, so we meet in person because Melinda and I know each other. And I was like, you have got to share these stories on the Organized 365 podcast, as she was sharing everything with me. So I love how you had the goal of getting your office organized. Like that was your true goal. And then you tied in the 100-day program, like getting through the 100-day program in tandem with achieving your home organization office goal. I think some women are really going to resonate with how you did this. So can you share kind of how you tricked yourself in getting your house
exactly organized? Because when I finally like step up to the plate and I decide to make a decision and go for it, and then I saw, oh, the first thing that we're going to attack is the kitchen, and then it's going to be the closet, and then it's the master, and I'm like, well, wait a minute, where's the office? And it was further down the list, and I'm like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I created my own challenge within the 100-day challenge. Every day that I did something in the kitchen, I would equal that or double it in my office. So I was watching two videos a day to jumpstart where my heart was, but then to also stay on board with the program. And that really changed my life. So I kind of did tandem kitchen and bedroom with office. And then what happened, Lisa, is that I got so good at the office that I ended up staying in the office and clearing it out, redoing my office completely from top to bottom. And I now live in my dream office that I wouldn't have had but for you. So I'm coming back in this week because I know it started up. So,
okay, so you got through the kitchen, the primary suite, and the office. Office is, I think, week seven. Is office week seven? So you got through the first 7 weeks of the program, doing the office for 7 weeks, and then continuing on in the office. So you did not do the last 8 weeks of the program. Like I said, we normally don't do this the first couple times through. And I love people are like commenting to other people in Facebook groups when they're saying, should I do it? They're like, oh, pff. Like Lisa doesn't even expect you'll get through the whole thing. Like you get through it within a year, but not your first time through. And I love people reiterating that, like you can get so much done, but not get through the whole thing. I also love how you kind of like ate your peas and carrots first, and then you did the thing you wanted to do. But I would love for you to like really paint the picture. What was your office like before? What wasn't working? Why was this? And your business was growing hugely. We'll talk about that. But why was that not really matching how your business growth was? How is that holding you back? How is that wasting your time when it could have been better spent? And then really tell everyone like all the things you did to make your home office beautiful and exactly what you wanted it to be, because some of us have spare bedrooms or offices and we want to go ahead and make that investment too. And even like the deals you got as you were doing.
Okay. This is fun. So my office ended up becoming the collection of white furniture. And my husband got the dark furniture in his office, home office. We both have our own home offices. And I ended up with old IKEA cabinetry that was a bookshelf and closets and drawers. And it became a bank along one wall. And then I had my old IKEA desk that had a glass top, had no ability for drawers, no hiding anything, or not hiding anything, but not being really efficient. Then I had mix match file cabinets. And then I had a second IKEA desk that ended up in my office as well, where Bella likes to hide under things. So her bed was under that like desk area. And when I say desk, it was just really a ledge that hooked up to the square openings that you have from IKEA that holds your, programs,
planners and stuff.
Your planners. Yeah. So it was mismatched and I was trying to just shove everything that wasn't part of my current business. Cause I changed over time. I went from being in 1500 Kroger stores with my pet treats and over 300 pet stores across the country to only Amazon and Chewy and being nice and slim and trim and internet savvy and sleek. And my current office at the time had hundreds of files of companies or little small boutique pet stores that I hadn't done business with in 5 years. And I still had their paperwork. When you're dealing with Kroger, there's tons of paperwork for Kroger. I still had that laying around and it wasn't serving me because it wasn't timely. It was old. And I'm like, should I hold on to it? And I didn't realize that in order to organize, you have to declutter first.
Yeah.
It was like, when I heard you talk about, I'm like, oh, that's what I'm doing. I would go into a folder and I'd pick out a few things and I'm like, oh, I'm tired of that and shove it back in. It wasn't until I started clearing out the old cabinets and the old information, pull it all out, put it in the basement, and went through piece by piece, not in my new office. Nothing came back in the new office unless I absolutely had to have it. And I wouldn't bring anything back unless I was sitting in my office looking for it. Then I go downstairs. I'm like, that's what I'm looking for. I bring nothing else up. So,
oh, that's a great idea. Okay, we got to stop there. I've never said that before. I love that. I will say, take your clothes out of your closet and put it somewhere else, like in a box. And then if you don't use them, go ahead and donate them. But that is a great idea with paperwork you're not sure of. Go ahead and make the binders, keep what you need in your office, take all the other paperwork, put it somewhere else for a specified period of time. That way, if you need it, you could go hunt for it and then bring it back into your current. But otherwise, it's down somewhere else. I kind of do that because you have to keep your supporting documentation for 7 years for taxes. Mm-hmm. So like for me, when I hear 5 years ago, you worked with Kroger, I probably would have a box that says Kroger, 2015. And then when we get to 2022, I would shred that whole box knowing that there's no way I would need that for tax documentation, but I might keep it for 2 more years just for that reason. But I love the idea of not only just having it that way, but knowing in the back of your mind, if you really truly need that, you could go get that. Or another thing I was thinking about when you were talking with all those smaller boutique pet stores, like that contact information is valuable. So like for me, I would create a spreadsheet, or I would have someone create a spreadsheet and take all this paperwork and please make me a roster of all these people, like the pet store, where it is, the dollar amount we did with them, what the store owner's name is, who my contact was there, all that information. And then again, put that all there. Then I could just shred it, because really that's the only information I would need from that. Mm-hmm. And you could have all that in like one Excel spreadsheet.
Exactly. Brilliant. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so what'd you do with the space? Is it a true office? Is it a spare bedroom?
It is a true office with no closet.
Okay.
So it is a room that originally was an entryway to the master. We closed it off and created this as my office space. And I cleared everything out of every drawer, cleaned it, put it for sale, sold it, ripped out the ugly carpet that was stained because of dogs. I had beams that got painted white. The flooring is beautiful, almost light wood with a blend of cream and beige and gray.
Did you have it installed? What kind of a floor?
My husband can do anything. I'm lucky. He took out the carpeting and put in this flooring. I did help a little bit, but it was something we got at, I think, Home Depot. Mm-hmm. And he put it together. I am a big fan of thick baseboards. It makes me feel elegant and classy. So we had a regular baseboard and then added another bead board across and painted it all a chocolate brown to match the chocolate brown door. And it blends in with some of the flooring, and then three different gray walls. And it's everything that I wanted. As I'm decluttering, I was getting myself inspired by going to Pinterest and looking at home offices that I wanted to mirror, or I'm very visual. So I had to see the pictures. So as I am decluttering and going through the program, I get more and more inspired by seeing and laying out what my new office is going to look like and how it can transform. And I found a company. I wanted it to look like it was all built in behind me. That was really expensive. And I found a company called Ballard Design that had stuff that you push together and it looks like it's built in. Super expensive. The perfect gray color though. They had a cream colored desk that looks like furniture and not like all the way down to the floor. It has legs and it's beautiful and it's nice and big and wide, almost twice the size of my previous desk, and had little shelves. And the great thing, it has built in chargers and charging units for your phone and for your ear pods. So I hate cords. So all the cords are hidden. So it's really exciting. And I tallied up that price and it was over $5,000. And I said, well, a girl can dream. And then I remembered Ballard Design Outlet in Westchester. And I wouldn't let myself go there until I got to a certain point in my office. So I kept giving myself little incentives and, okay, if you finish selling your furniture, even before I sold the furniture, I got it cleaned up and on the site to sell. I'm like, now I get to reward myself and go to Ballard Outlet. And I found everything there for a fourth of the price.
That is, okay. So here, what I love about this, because this has happened to me as well, is that before I really was effective with my organizing, this is how I would organize. I would be frustrated with the space in my house. So I would go to Target and I would buy containers and bins and boxes that I love.
Willy-nilly.
And I would bring them home. And then I would declutter the space. And none of the boxes and bins or whatever I had bought would actually fit any of the stuff that I wanted to keep. But I really loved the boxes and bins that I had purchased. So then I would keep things that I didn't need to keep, or I would just put empty bins and boxes there because they looked adorable next to my stuff that really didn't have proper organization. And then I'd be really frustrated because I didn't get the Pinterest look. Mm-hmm. And I ended up spending more money that way and always ending up frustrated. And so I now organize like you do as well. So when I decide, even like here at the office, because my background, I want what you have behind you, but I still do not have that. And after we talked, I was like, oh, Ballard Designs, I'm putting that in my corporate office, which I may end up doing anyway. But that day I came in and I started reorganizing things and moving stuff out. And I brought stuff from my house into the corporate and I moved stuff that was in the offices around. And at the end of the day, I realized I don't need to buy anything. And it's not perfect. It's not perfect, but it's great. And I'm looking at the Zoom behind you going, I really do want my office to look like that. And so it's in the back of my mind. Okay, that is something that I want. But do I want it in gray or do I want it in white? Do I want it full height or do I want it quarter height? Do I want it on the big wall or do I want it just in this office, half of this office that I have? And the longer you play with those ideas in your head, what you want changes. And then when you actually go and get it, you feel so like accomplished and that you not deserve it, but that it's perfect and it's meant to be. And
you have usually earned it.
Yeah. Ironically, almost every time that I do it that way, whatever I end up getting is on sale and better than I thought.
Yes. That was exactly what happened. I measured and pre-measured and I ripped out, they have a I get their magazine and I ripped out and I would put it up along the wall and I taped it out and I taped out the height. I really, really studied a lot before I went there and before I did anything and making sure. So when I went there, I had every dimension. I took my tape measure with me. I was so proud of myself. And I said, I want this, this, and this. He's like, oh, we don't have the centerpiece, but what you could substitute it with is the secretariat desk. And I'm like, I had been plotting and planning a specific look for so long. And it turned out that the secretariat desk was even better than what I could have had before, because it hides and creates a whole nother desk behind me when I need it.
Yes.
Yay. Yes. You're right.
I just love that because it doesn't seem as much fun to do the decluttering first, to not actually get the new thing. And I probably do spend more on what I end up buying at the end, but I get 10 times the value of what I used to get. So like if I used to go to Target and spend $100, I may spend $1,000 now, but what I get is worth $4,000 or $5,000 at the end. And it's truly perfect. And it's truly going to last a lot longer than it would have in the past. So I know we have not really done any deep dives into home offices or corporate offices. And I know a lot of people who follow Organize 365 are working from home and that's how I love hearing that you did not have a home office. Like you created it out of the entry into your primary suite, which is cool as well.
That's
like
right.
A lot of people are trying to figure out how do you get an office. Now you didn't have babies in that house. So I thought maybe you built it and you built it with two offices for you and your spouse, but you didn't. Like it was a space that you've carved out into your office.
His home office is a bedroom with two closets and a large bathroom.
Yeah. It's very rare, even when I was a professional organizer, unless I was in the really high-end houses, it's very rare that they truly had a home office that was designed to be an office. It may have been what could have been a living room, and they deemed it an office instead of a living room in the front of the house. But the majority of the houses like mine do not have offices in them. And so in order to create your home office space, and I've had mine in my bedroom, in the loft, you're just going to have to mentally change the name of that space to a home office and then make it function that way and decide what room in your house do you not need? Do you not need a spare room or a living room? Or for a long time, mine was a little section of the kitchen. It was a planning desk that had drawers below it and a cabinet above. And I took the cabinet above instead of making it a kitchen and made it my home office. And for 10 years, I ran everything from that tiny little space. And even now, when we don't have that planning desk in the kitchen, that cabinet above and below is the home office, because my office upstairs is from my corporate. So just carving out a little space for yourself. When I started Organize 365, it was a chair in my bedroom with a card table next to it, with a Longaberger basket, which was my Sunday basket, and a laptop. That was it. I ran the whole company on that for 3 years. So it's not necessarily a room or a built-in. It's a mental, this is where I do this kind of work. What do I need in that space in order for it to work? I know a lot of people who've been now working at home for 10 months or 12 months or whatever it is that didn't before. We really need to have this kind of a space in our house. Where does it work best for you? Exactly. All right. Let's move out of the home office, although I could talk about it forever. Some people want to listen to it forever. What was the first time when you really noticed that something was organized that had not been organized before?
So it was actually in my pantry. My husband does the grocery shopping and I do the cooking. And he was king of overbuying, because the pantry was such a mess that you open it and you're like, oh, we need tomato paste because I don't see it. And it was hidden behind something else. So when I organized the pantry was the first time I started feeling like we were a team, he and I, because he wasn't buying 7 packs of microwave bacon because he didn't see them in we love our microwave bacon. And just the overbuying of the same thing stopped. And it was so easy when my stepdaughter was with us. She didn't have to ask, where's this or where's that? Because when you're sharing time with a stepchild, she isn't always around. And now I labeled and I did your cereal thing, you know, where you take I'm not a cereal eater, but my granddaughter and my stepdaughter are. So I took out the bags and the cereal, which were on the top shelf, which the people that really want it can't really see it and get to it. So I pulled it down and I had a whole breakfast shelf. And that was, the bacon, the opened cereal bags, and the unopened cereal boxes got back on the top. So
hashtag winning. If you take nothing from this, this has been a game changer in our house. The top shelf in your pantry, the top shelf in your cupboard, that is where the unopened cereal, chips, crackers, everything goes.
Yes.
When it comes off of the top shelf, it is open. So if you are hungry, do not take anything
not
off of the top shelf if it is open on a lower shelf, because we need to eat that first. Yeah, it's just that simple rule. People will follow your rules if you just set a couple of rules.
For some reason, I thought all chips had to stay with the chip section. Right. And I had the chips, because they're taller bags, on the top shelf.
Yeah.
And then the open ones would get hidden in the back and off to the side. And I'm like, all chips do not have to stay on the same shelf. If it's open, it is in the snack chip bin that says opened chips. Yay. I know, it's crazy.
And so a lot of times people will say, okay, the 100-day program. Really? You're going to pay that for like 1 to 2 minute videos? But it's these kind of revelations that
really
I don't know
how
to explain it until you go. You don't need 30 minutes of me talking to you every day. You need 90 seconds of me saying, here's a different way of looking at this. Go do it in your house.
I honestly expected you were going to hold my hand the whole time. And when I was like, I almost like took a breath and my head shook and I was like, wait a minute, it's over?
What? Yeah, because the video was so short.
I'm like, wait a minute. And I did put off for a long time because it is expensive. But I'm like, this is a gift I'm giving myself. Mm-hmm. And what happened is it has grown. I have actually, it's contagious. That's what I'm trying to say. It is absolutely contagious. So my husband, I'm like, so when are we going to work on your office? He's like, I would love that. But it was my Pilates instructor who would go to his house, and I was in the thick of it. Like, we had just gotten released out of COVID lockdown, and we went back to David's Pilates. My husband would take Pilates from a guy, and he has the reformer, but it's all in his house. So his house is his whole office. Like, and I'm like, David, all your essential oils, they're all over the counter. You know, if you took everything off this counter and then you had a display like this guy sells on Facebook, someone was selling individual trays and they were beautiful wood trays that each oil would sit in, and it hung on the wall and it was displayed. I'm like, imagine all the space. And if you did, so he bought one, took everything off his counter, and he's like, Melinda, you're right. I just feel like renewed and refreshed, and like, I really want to come into this space, because it was like me. I never wanted to come to my office, and I couldn't get things done, and I couldn't get growth in my business because I was avoiding my office because of the clutter. And things have blossomed, as you know, since my new office, and it's contagious.
Yeah. So tell people, so what has, like, getting organized, what happened in your office? You were already growing. Like, your business was already growing. You didn't have to redo your office for it to grow, but what changed?
Well, I had decided that I wanted to become, instead of a pet treat, I created the first ever organic microwavable treat for dogs and cats called Pet Cakes. So it's a pan that's reusable, that's bone shaped for dogs, fish shaped for cats, and a dry mix. And it's DIY, 2.5 minutes in the microwave, add water, and it's done, and it's a healthy cake. Kids love to do it. Dogs love to eat it. So I wanted to transfer from being just a pet treat manufacturer to a pet lifestyle expert. And in order for me to do that, I have to dress differently. I have to, my office needed to feel different instead of just, I needed a whole new face. And that meant a new face for my office, a new face for my look. And I wanted to brand my colors and get excited about meeting other people and not just going to my warehouse working and not going to just trade shows. I now write for Cincy Pet magazine, and I'm their lifestyle expert. And I now have my new culinary canine cookbook. It was a dream of mine. I've been dreaming of it for 10 years. I've been talking about it for 2.5 years and working on it, but I could never just get it done because I would not spend the time in my office. And guess what? I've just released this week, my new culinary canine cookbook.
Yay!
Am I allowed to say it?
Yes, sure.
Okay, so it's brunch inspired dishes for your dog, and it's called Brunch and Bitches. And it has cute recipe names like wolf waffles, canine crepes, mutt muffins, super healthy, and it's easy to make.
Yes, and so I just love seeing how businesses transfer from one thing to the next. So when you and I met, the unique thing that you were doing in Cincinnati, which you can't do because of COVID, was you were actually having these brunches that you brought your dog to. Like, you were doing in-person brunches with your dog at different hotels and things like that. So you would come and you would do the brunch, which is just such a creative business idea. But now you've made it so literally people can have brunches with their dogs and cats all over the place. They don't have to come to Cincinnati or be a certain place at a certain time.
Correct. And the other fun thing that I really love about how this has transformed because of COVID, I am donating, when I do book signings, I'm doing COVID-friendly book signings that are drive-through events. And 50% of all the proceeds will go to a nonprofit that I've partnered with. So it's a win-win.
So awesome. Melinda and I spent quite a bit of time talking about how she is doing drive-through book signings and how I have got to figure out how to do this as well.
Yes, you can. We talked about it.
Yes, yes, yes. So quarter three, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure it out.
Okay.
All right. Anything else that was unexpected that you experienced as you went through this process?
I guess I never realized how stubborn I am. I am super stubborn. I like to say, yes, yes, I can do this. Yes, I can do that. But I found myself going through the 100-day program, being a little, I'm not doing my spice cabinet. I don't have to. And you're not the boss of me, Lisa. And I found out that it was kind of that attitude that kept me from completing my office and staying with something and seeing it through to completion is so important, and staying on task. And when I go back through, I'm going to, this is the second time I'm officially going through your 100-day program, and the spice cabinet will officially be done. But I just didn't realize how stubborn I was.
That is so interesting. And I think a lot of people probably feel that way, but they were never able to articulate it. And also, you can skip days. Like, you skipped the days and it still worked really well, right?
I have decided to give myself grace. And it's okay. It's okay, Melinda, if you don't complete something, knowing, instead of being stubborn and defensive, say, okay, it's okay that I haven't done it, but I will get to it, and then I'll do a great job at that, just like I've done with my office.
Yeah, it does not have to be done in this order. It doesn't have to be done permanently. It doesn't, like, it can flex with you and with your moods and your energy level too. Awesome.
Right. Yeah.
So these questions I ask everyone at the end, what do you have more of now?
Oh, I have more creative time to be the entrepreneur I've always dreamed of being. So I write articles and I research new recipes, and I'm working on my second culinary canine cookbook that I plan on releasing fourth quarter 2021.
Yes.
Yay.
So what do you have less of?
Obviously less paper, less time cleaning up.
Ooh.
Because the kitchen just needs tweaks now, which is so awesome. And it's so much more fun. Well, when people could come over, that I would just go boop, 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 and then swipe down, and the kitchen was clean. So that was wonderful.
Awesome. Is there anything you wish you knew sooner?
The amount of calm inner peace that your clean surroundings and organized surroundings give you, you can't put that into words. It's a feeling. And it's like so relaxing, and you feel confident that you're going to get done what you say you're going to do, because you have this organized space that you feel in zen with.
Oh, I love that confidence. Like, how to get confidence is such a hard, nebulous concept. And it really does. It gives you confidence, clarity. I feel like for myself, I always knew the answer people were asking me for, or had the object that we needed in our house, but I didn't have the confidence that I could go, I could get it, I could get the project done, or I could give the response that I needed to give without a lot of stress, without sweating.
Yes.
You know, I just go and do it now, or I can direct people without even being in the room, which is really nice.
That is beautiful. Which is what I'm working on in my basement after being incentivized by you and being, you got me so excited about creating a warehouse that is organized that I'm working on that next. So thank you.
You are so welcome. So is that your next step, is working on your warehouse?
Yes. And the basement, which is the second warehouse.
Yeah, I know what that is. Before we go, Melinda, is there any advice that you would give to someone who is just now starting out?
Just do it. Come on, just do it. I fought it. I thought, oh, I'll figure it out. I'll just listen to some more podcasts and figure it out. I didn't. I really am so thankful that I jumped in. And this is truly a gift you give yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So treat yourself better in 2021.
Yes, right. Melinda, okay, you have some people's interest perked up and they're like, okay, pet cakes, I have to Google that. Okay, how do I find Melinda's stuff? So Melinda is now on Amazon and Chewy. So if you order from Chewy like we do, Melinda's stuff is on there as well. Can you tell people what they can find on Amazon, what they can find on Chewy? What do they Google search? What are we looking for?
Oh, you can Google pet cakes. Amazon, I'm the first pet treat cake that first that pops up in Amazon.
Okay, we got to stop. So I've sold on Amazon, and Amazon really is like Etsy on steroids. Like the people you buy from on Amazon are actually stores. Like Amazon hardly sells anything on their own. Okay, so Melinda is not just selling stuff on Amazon. Amazon is buying from Melinda, and Amazon is selling Melinda stuff, because that's a huge deal. I know a lot of people who sell on Amazon, Melinda, and you're the only person I know where Amazon places orders from you so that they can sell your stuff. That is huge.
It is. It was a game changer for me, and it has significantly changed my life for the better. I have a unique relationship with them, and in the pet industry, I guess they wanted to build that. So they're offering a specific vendor central program for me and for others in the pet industry. And yeah, I sell directly to their warehouse and ship directly to their warehouses, and they take care of all the marketing and shipping. But the one drawback is that I don't have access to the individual buyers like I would have if I had a store, but I wouldn't be selling the
quantity. Yeah. A lot of pet cakes going out. There are a lot of dogs eating cakes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you can come to my website at ilovepetcakes.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Melinda.
Thank you.
Are you ready to share your transformational story with me and the rest of the Organize 365 community? We would love to hear it. Please go to organize365.com/Wednesday and fill out an application. I cannot wait to see your application in my email inbox.